Sportsfeld, we have hit October.
Hey, look at that.
Welcome to spooky season, baby.
Yeah.
October means...
I'm already spooked because it's 35 fucking degrees outside.
Crazy day.
Sucks.
Crazy day.
Sucks. I'm tired of it.
And it's going to thunderstorm and then be cold forever. That's what's
going to happen. I'm complaining about it, but the second it goes down, I'm going to be like, oh, where's the warmth?
People love... On a weekly podcast, they love the immediate weather. They want to know what's the weather the moment you're recording. It's the number one thing.
Yeah.
People are doing it all in
podcasts. That's what they ask.
Happy International
Give
Podcast
Harold Day. Give Harold Hussein a podcast, right?
Sorry, what?
Give Harold Hussein a podcast, the weather guy from 680 News.
I have a feeling there is a weather podcast.
How?
I can't guarantee that. Just call it a hunch.
I feel like it wouldn't be live updates.
Call it a hunch. Obviously not live.
Is a weather podcast just the radio?
Daily.
It's just the radio.
Well, I got news for you. All podcasts are just the radio. This is just the radio.
I suppose that's true.
What if.
Satellite radio.
What if the radio was two guys the radio would never hire? Let's find out.
Two white guys with bad opinions? Doesn't sound like the radio.
Unprofessional bad opinions. The wrong bad opinions. Anyway, October is here, which means the best part of the sports calendar, IMO.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Raptors?
No, I disagree.
No, what's better?
Spring. April.
You like the important the
beginning,
winter sports.
Beginning of baseball, mm-hmm. where hope springs eternal.
True.
You have the meat and the climax of the European soccer season.
Okay.
And you have your NHL and NBA playoffs.
Okay.
That's the best for me, okay. I would say.
Those are the only two in competition. Yeah.
Yeah, close, because no one cares about like football playoff time.
I mean, people do.
They shouldn't.
But like,
you know what I mean? Like, it's not, right. But that's just like the dregs of the other sports.
Nobody cares about the Super Bowl? Is that your take?
No, I'm saying that the time of year of the Super Bowl for like sports.
January. Yes. Yeah. Yes. This is sort of the reverse of that, right? Where hope springs eternal in more leagues.
Yes, that's true.
Hope springs eternal in basketball and hockey, and baseball becomes the exact opposite of what it was all year.
The fall classic.
Yes. This is
when the eight good teams actually get to.
This is the thing, right? They spend the whole year with most of the league being bad, but now it's only good teams. You're like, that's actually pretty sick.
That's true. Yeah.
We're going to get to that a lot later, though, because baseball is not the number one.
No.
Raptor season, as I said, still in Utero. They are still in Quebec. They are not actually playing.
I like that pronunciation of Utero.
Utero. I don't know what's going on with me, but
it's fine.
I wrote that this morning. I was like, I'm going to say that on the air.
I like it.
And Jake won't mention it.
It's good that we're in the, this is the already the opposite of last week. We were just like tired and cranky and nonsense. Mood. Now it's like good mood and energetic nonsense.
Just a good mood.
You know,
The reason we are here is because Sean and Clay tell us to.
Yes.
No, the reason we're here is because hockey season is here.
The reason we're here is because of you listeners.
That's right.
See?
The other reason we do all this, buy our shirts.
Yeah, we have shirts.
We are going to talk about that in a minute. But reason we're here is puck drops on Wednesday. The NHL season is upon us.
Crazy.
Feels like it.
Does it feel like the? Maybe it's because they were in Newfoundland for a week. It feels like there was no preseason this year.
The games weren't. It wasn't a ton to watch.
It wasn't super exciting. I never watch hockey preseason really. Right. But like it just felt very quick to me this
year. I agree. I didn't watch a lot of it. I think there wasn't that many games. I think they've done a good job of sort of, it's not that important.
Yeah.
Teams have gotten better at not like.
Which I always back. The less you can do with preseason, the better.
So we're going to talk about hockey for the first little bit of this show. But also, Jake, it's our last week. The third and final week of Left Field Brewery is Brewery of the Month. Today we are drinking a Glorioso.
Glorioso.
It's an Italian Pilsner. It's 5.5 ABV. Rotate. It's a rotating offering.
It made me make a mess.
It's a rotating offering. It's currently in the shop at Left Field Brewery for a limited time. I made a mess as well.
I'm going to be sticky.
There should be a sign.
Good. It's good that we're doing this around all this expensive
No food or equipment. Drink. Remember, folks, if we want to highlight the best breweries in Ontario, that's what we want to do.
Oh, that's nice.
It's delicious.
That's 3 for 3, you know, on the left field.
100%.
That was all three of these were
batting 1,000, really, if you good. Will, to keep the left field going.
They should have a beer called Batting 1,000.
We should be in charge of everything.
I agree. Especially naming conventions for beers we like.
Anyway, what we want to do.
That was great. I like that a lot. Wow. That's really smooth. And there's an extra sour here too.
Yes. What we want to do is highlight the best breweries in Ontario. As we said, we want to drink beer on the air because it rules, frankly.
It's really fun.
And we had a great time drinking Left Field. If you want to see us drink a brewery that you like,
let us know.
And we will talk about it. Reach out to us on Twitter at Sportsfeld, at Brewery as well. People have been doing this and we thank them. Connections are made. We have breweries coming down the
We have a new one wire. Starting next week.
One starts next week. We have one, I think, coming up after that was a guest tag that somebody tagged us in. And I also want to shout out our friend Didymus for connecting us with a nice small batch brewery called Miller High Life.
Man, if we can get some champagne and beers on this show.
We are in touch.
What else was our goal when we started this show all those many years ago? To just
cram it full of ads, number one.
And drink champagne and beers, mm-hmm. you know? Because we never drank before when we did this show.
That is a really good beer. I like that a lot.
There's a real difference drinking beer on this show in this context mm-hmm. as opposed to how we used to do it. When it was just like, let's drink to forget.
Yes.
All our sad things.
And now we toast to cheers. The merch launch also.
Yes.
There's a merch launch. It's awesome.
Here's the thing about our shirts.
They don't suck anymore.
They kick ass.
If you bought an old one, they didn't suck either, but these ones suck.
These ones are really good.
Because, you know, we got around it. Do you really just want to wear a podcast logo on your shirt? Nah. Not really. What about a podcast logo that looks like an old San Antonio Spurs logo?
Or a current Tottenham Hotspur logo.
Also, and we talked about this last week, but the October offering of a custom shirt.
Oh, the month.
Shirt of the month. It's a Boba Shett. A little wink. Star Wars there. It's a collaboration with designer Casey Bannerman, who is amazing at designing shirts.
Pretty good.
It's really beautiful. You can buy it throughout the month of October. Go to sportsfeld.ca, click on merch. We're also going to give away a t-shirt every week. Really? Wow.
What?
Wow.
Huh?
Wow. I'm learning a lot about this show today. We're giving away a t-shirt every week to the best / most creative review we get on iTunes, I assume.
Wow.
So head on over.
I assume this is starting next week.
I gotta be, because I don't have a, well, you know what? Whoever wrote this was probably responsible for it. Is my.
Yeah. No one gave us a review. So.
You blew it. No, best most creative review of the week gets a free t-shirt. So go head on over to your podcast provider. Tell us how great we are, which is pretty great.
Pretty great.
Getting better all the time.
I enjoy our dichotomy here of like, we are simultaneously so much more organized and prepared than we used to be.
Also, no idea.
Also being none at all.
Who's writing this? Where is it coming from? No idea. anyway, go to your podcast provider, rate, subscribe, review, win a shirt, and tell us how cool we are, because we love to hear it.
Yeah, I love hearing how I'm great.
And we love the beer. We digress.
Ugh, this is so good.
It's time for Maple Leafs hockey.
The only hockey, really.
It is. It's like, hockey incarnate. Who gives incarnate. A shit?
Let's be honest.
Here's the thing with Maple Leafs. The core of the team remains the same, right?
Yeah.
There was basically half the team was turned over in the offseason from one.
Which is like kind of crazy. Which is kind of crazy. Like it. Like we were saying, sort of with the preseason. It. Like I remember all of the, when you look at here, the guys who were out.
Yes.
Remember all these deals happening.
Out. Kadri, Gardner, Brown, Hainsey, Zaitsev, Ennis, Sparks. Probably forgot somebody else. Ozhiganov.
It's kind of crazy, but like it doesn't feel like a team that turned over half its roster.
Correct.
Probably because, as you said, the core remains the same.
Still here. Austin, Marner, Tavares. Nylander, Riley, Anderson, Kapanen, Janssen. In, Barry, we get a full season of Jake Muzzin, Alex Kerfoot.
Not Scott.
You're thinking of Scott Kerfoot.
I am thinking of Scott
Kerfoot. You said it all summer.
Every time.
Yeah. Ilya Mikheyev, Jason Spezza. Trevor Moore is into the lineup every day. And Rasmus Sandin, who surprised me by making the opening day lineup.
It's going to be March. I'm like, oh, we signed Jason Spezza.
Yes.
We'll never remember.
So I was talking about this with a friend of mine, my friend Mikey. And we did an over-under episode of Locked On Leafs.
Right.
And the question that he had for me that made me think the most that I posed to you, is it fair to say that this year's team is probably better than last year's team, maybe only marginally, but they're in for a tougher year because the rest of the East looks better? The division does not offer many easy games anymore.
Yes and no.
Tampa's a tough game game.
I'm going to hedge on this a little bit.
Tampa's tough. Boston's tough.
Tampa, I think that is still.
Florida's nothing easy.
I'm going to say it's tougher.
Even Montreal's a better team.
I'm going to say it's tougher than last year, yes. But the increase of outside of Tampa Bay and Boston, because I think we can all agree, barring something completely unforeseen, the three playoff teams coming out of the division are Tampa, Boston, and Toronto.
Right. There's a chance they're the third of those three. And they're looking at like a 7 or 8 seed.
They had 100 points last year on the third.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the East has gotten better, but I think it's to a marginal extent. And I think that this Leafs team is actually quite a bit better than last year's team.
I think so too.
I think there's a few. It's not even just who was brought in, but like, as you said, full season of Jake Muzzin. You have a full season of William Nylander
mm-hmm.
taking away all his distraction from the beginning of last year, which clearly affected him. He's admitted as much. And I know it's easy to say, I'm in the best shape of my life, dance in camp. I get it. But he looked good in preseason action. So grain of salt. But like, I think that this team is more complete than last year's team. Like, yes, I will miss Nazem Kadri. yes, I definitely think that more Leaf fans are going to miss Jake Gardner than they thought would. He's one of those guys who I think...
Tyson Berry, though.
Tyson Berry's great. But I think that Jake Gardner is going to be one of those guys where he doesn't do anything... Like, you never see him, you're like, whoa, Jake Gardner. Mm. But the little things he does... I was talking this with some friends the other day, and we were talking about Tottenham, of course. Talking about Harry Winks and how he doesn't make glaring errors for the most part, like occasionally, sure. But like his game is built on just being fine. And I feel similar about Jake Gardner.
Really?
That like, yes, he does make...
Because the glaring errors is exactly what he
did.
In
big moments. But the majority of his game, I would say... is consistent, and when he's not there, and we're looking at someone like, say, Cody Ceci,
right?
And you're like, ooh, boy, I wish that was Jake Gardner,
right? And I see that point. I think the thing that I...
That being said, I do think the addition of Berry makes it a more complete defensive core.
The thing that, and this is only preseason, and there's a lot of hockey to be played, and this player in particular is going to have a tough time because he doesn't... the kind of guy that Mike Babcock usually is happy to turn to. But I think if Rasmus Sandin... If he proves that he's an NHL
defenseman... The key to the lock, so to speak.
Yes. If he proves he's an NHL defenseman, and he's going to have to earn that over and over again. Mike Babcock's going to make him, as a 19-year-old, earn it every single night.
He played 32 minutes in a preseason game the
other day. For sure.
Which is great. They should.
Because Babs is testing him.
Yeah.
How much can he handle?
And they should. And honestly, seeing Babs give a ton of minutes to a good player is a nice change from 6 months ago.
If he... sticks for the whole year as a third pairing guy, and the third pairing is Dermot Sandin, and above that is Muzzin Berry, and above that is Riley, and they give him CC because he's the best, because Riley's the best defender in the team.
Yeah.
You give him the anchor. That is a lot better than what I came into the season thinking about.
Yes, I agree. And I also think your point about including Travis Dermott is a good one, because I'm sure this isn't true for everyone, but for myself.
He's locked into that.
Looking at the the line pairings and everything through the preseason, I had a moment the other day of, oh yeah, Zach Hyman and Travis Dermott are not in these lineups.
That's right.
And the roster looks pretty solid without two of their best players. Let's be honest.
100%.
Zach Hyman does a lot of things that, and I think he's starting to get more credit for that. And of course, now he's got he played hurt. So he's
of course
fucking great, whatever. But he does a lot of things for this team that are not, necessarily flashy or attention grabbing, but he is important. And Travis Dermott is third best defender on this team, probably.
Depends on your mileage on Berry.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I honestly have not watched enough of Tyson Berry to really know, but...
Yeah.
But, that's two key additions to this team that we are already saying is...
Yes.
And this goes to my point I made earlier about how I think this team is actually significantly better than last year's. In that, maybe not significantly, but more than marginally. In that they are a more top-to-bottom complete team, I think, and that's without factoring in Hyman and Dermott.
Because Hyman will allow Kasperi Kapanen to go up or down the lineup as well, yes. Andreas Johnsson.
And allowing Kasperi Kapanen to play against third liners is quite fun.
It's a good idea. I'm high on, the guys that went out. I think Kerfoot is going to do a good job of being 80% of Nazem Kadri. I don't think he has the scoring upside, but I think...
But again, with his competition and who he's playing with.
Yes. And I think Trevor Moore is a guy that fills in for Connor Brown as somebody that goes up and down the lineup, maybe pots more goals than you think for 1 year, but is not ever the guy you're leaning on.
Yep.
The fourth line might be a thing, but I also like what I saw.
Anchored by Jason Spezza, baby.
I also like what I saw from Ilya Mikheyev.
Man, he's fun. He's so fast. Oh my God.
Seems like Babcock's kind of guy.
I have the idea of the regular season 3-on-3 overtime, and you can just roll out Johnsson, Kapanen, and Mikheyev on consecutive lines. A lot of speed to contain in those overtime games.
Plus, they're going to have Austin Matthews and Mitch Miner on one of those lines.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You add these
crazy
speed guys. And
so I think we're both feeling pretty optimistic.
It's very easy in Leafland.
Yes.
To be at the start of the season and be high on the... We do it even when the team was bad.
Yes.
We did this.
I feel calmly optimistic this year. I don't feel like I'm fooling myself.
I think this is the best... This is going to be and is the best Leaf team since the Sundin years.
Great call.
And like the good, not like 2003, like the good Sundin years.
The temper our enthusiasm before we move on. What's your biggest fear though?
I mean, it's always injuries. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, honestly, my biggest fear is Mike Babcock.
Wow.
I am.
It's almost, they're almost too skilled though to worry about that. Anything?
It's yes, but I'm thinking down the line. I'm not worried about Mike Babcock in the regular season. Put it that way.
Okay.
I am worried about Mike Babcock in the playoffs, it's which true.
The playoffs is,
which is like after the last 10 years of hockey seems like a crazy thing to say, but we saw it last year.
The playoffs is what it comes down to.
And, cause that's, and that's the thing. I don't think things would have to go catastrophically wrong for this team to miss the playoffs. Things would have to go like,
right.
I can't fathom a scenario in which this team doesn't at least make the playoffs.
Okay.
I guess the biggest fear in terms of, you know, just possible things is exactly said. The East is really good. Mm-hmm. And Tampa wins, you know, 64 games again. Boston wins.
Might be better for them this year to not be cruising, though, the whole way.
Tampa?
No, Toronto.
Yeah.
They sort of cruised.
They turned it off in February last year, for sure.
I think it might benefit them to be scrapping for something.
Yeah, I could.
Anyway, my biggest fear, before we move on, I will say, Frederik Andersen needs to play less, right? You can't.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They can't play him 60, 65 games. And I don't know that.
Michael Hutchinson, baby.
I don't know that pathway has been figured out yet. And it bothers me.
I don't. But also, I also wonder, like, do you need to play him less?
Yes,
he seems to thrive on it a little bit.
But we just talked about this. It's not about having a good regular season anymore.
That's true.
He needs to be fresh and ready to go in the playoffs.
And this team specifically.
100% this year, this team,
the regular season doesn't matter.
Just get in.
Lock your playoff spot in February. Maybe you don't have to coast like last year, because maybe that was a negative for them. But if they don't win a round this year, mm-hmm. there are some interesting conversations to have about this team.
Heads are going to roll.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the Maple Leafs. We're going to look at the rest of the league and the MLB playoffs. And then it's freaking mailbag time. And it's sad, not sad. All that is after this. And we're back, and we're joined by a guest. I got weird half burp breath.
I like that.
Voice went weird there. Not prepared.
It's fine.
It's as if someone else forced me to talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like,
even though it was 100%.
100% my choice.
100% you just.
We are joined by a guest for the remainder of the show. Not the remainder of the show.
Hello, guest.
She's going to step out during Song of the Week, Match of the Week, and does this freak you out.
Yeah. But for the rest of the show.
We are joined by one of the young phenoms of the industry.
Up and coming.
Up and comer. A new voice. Give us new voices, they said. They cried out. We responded with Yahoo Sports Canada's own. Sarah Jenkins is in the house.
Hey.
Sarah Jenkins, thanks for coming.
I like that we both had the urge to clap there.
Never clapped for a guest before, ever.
Never in the how many years we've
been. She demanded it. We're nervous.
So yeah.
That's all there is to it. Sarah, welcome. You are fresh off of being at morning skate with the Maple Leafs. You are fresh off of going to Newfoundland to cover the Maple Leafs. You are going to be covering the Maple Leafs all season long.
It's a good thing I was not here for our Maple Leafs discussion then.
We sounded dumb.
We planned this out.
How are you feeling about this coming hockey season?
I'm excited, you know, to cover hockey that matters. Because yeah. Austin Matthews had a quote this morning saying that training camp felt longer than summer and RT AM 34 because it's been... Newfoundland feels like it was a year ago.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Also, when you're running from the law for that long.
Yeah, exactly. It just ages you pretty quickly.
It's crazy how the guy who plays the sport is like, whoa, this was a long training camp. And I'm sitting here being like, really feels like training camp was nice.
He just said he felt like he didn't even see training camp.
No, it's
can't relate.
Trust me, training camp has not been quick. It's been exhausting.
So happy I don't cover hockey anymore. Oh my God.
You're missing out, man.
Am I? I like hockey again now. So that's nice.
Honestly, nothing's changed in it. So
yeah, it's the same league.
The exact same.
Same league. Culture's still bad.
Speaking of the league, all the RFAs are signed. All of them are making a lot less than Mitch Marner.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on record and say I have to decide to not be bothered by this. So I am not being bothered by this.
I'm going to go and say I don't even have to. I don't care.
You don't care.
I have faith in the Leafs brass to know how they're going to fit all the guys they need to fit in. And they can make up the rest of it as they do. And I don't care if the richest team in the league is spending a bunch of money on one guy. I don't give a shit. Put the product on the ice. If the product is good, pay whatever. I don't care.
RT.
I can't argue with that.
Like, I don't.
You're not worried.
I'm not worried, and I don't understand this argument that we saw a lot. And we talked about this briefly when Mitch signed, but like this argument of, I can't believe they're like the Leafs are paying this much money for. Like, who cares? It's not your money.
Yeah, I also think it's just interesting because
in a cap league,
I don't know. In sports, it's hilarious to me that it's like you know exactly how much everyone makes in your competitors, and it's like a competing company. It's like if every salary was public. So for me, it's like if someone wants to pay a lot of money for someone like Mitch Marner, like it shouldn't matter if that company wants to pay that much for that guy,
exactly.
As long as like they still fill the rest of the roster, which they've done. And there was this really good tweet today. Someone was like, if it makes you feel better, just like chop up his salary and pretend everyone else is making like a few hundred grand more and just like ignore the fact that he's making 11 million and like whatever.
And like you look at it's not like they paid him all this money and that precluded them from signing some other big impact name.
Exactly. There was no other impact names. It was him. He was the impact.
Exactly. If this was a UFA deal and they signed a guy like Mitch Marner for that money, people would be like, awesome, they got him.
Like, does it annoy me that Tampa Bay still manages to sign people for super cheap? Hells yeah. But like, I don't cover Tampa Bay, so I can't let it piss me off right now.
When you play sports in Tampa Bay, that's just how you do it.
Evidently.
Exactly. Value deals.
Evidently.
And he's making, I mean, like you'd also go the whole way of like the Canadian dollars and like all that stuff too. It's just like, you know.
Who cares?
They are good at cheating at the cap as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if anybody's going to cheat at the cap, you cheat at the cap to get good players. Okay. That's the RFA thing squashed. Done.
So I will say long training camp point, I'm so excited to never talk about RFAs again.
Until 2 years from now when all of these guys who have just signed 2 year deals have
so excited to not talk about RFAs for the next 3 months.
That's the avoiding is now they don't have to re-sign him in 3 years.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, I definitely have a huge problem with pushing your problems away and avoiding them. I never do that.
Love that.
We look at the league. We look at the changes in the league. Is there a team that jumps out to either of you as being sneaky better than people are saying?
Yes, and I'm mad about it.
Whomst is it?
It's the Vancouver Canucks.
No.
No. No. No, no, no,
get out of this room. I'll be damned if I'm going to host a podcast.
I hate it.
Someone comes in and says the Vancouver Canucks are underrated. That is absurd.
Look, I don't like it any more than you do.
Wow.
I think they're going to be kind of good. I'm not saying they're going to be great. Not saying they're going to win anything legitimate.
Earlier this week, I said 60% chance of fighting for a wild card spot.
I think they're going to get in there.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, but like.
Or like right on the bubble.
You got like Calgary, you got Vegas, you got like, it'd be a wild card. That's the only way they're making it.
Oh, no, they're not. Oh, yeah. No. They're not making the top three division at all.
But I guess I said 60% at the wild card. So I don't know. I mean, I really just want Quinn Hughes to go off so that it's him versus his brother for.
That would be fun.
Rookie of the year.
I also don't want happiness for any Vancouver fans. So I'm a little torn on the things I just
said. Can't believe he's in Vancouver.
I know. We're trying a new thing in the show this year. Unbiased reporting.
There should be bias.
Why Montreal's going to have 0 points.
Yeah. Bias is this whole show.
That's true.
I think the Rangers. Is that silly?
I mean, that's not sneaky.
Aren't they already good?
They were terrible last year.
Yeah, but they also they've expedited the rebuild process and everyone's expecting them to be good.
What about the Devils?
Yeah, again, Capo Hughes. You're talking about the two biggest storylines. The NHL literally posted an Instagram photo this morning saying Capo versus Hughes. Who's going to get more points?
You should have picked Vancouver.
We can't all say the Vancouver Canucks are going to be good.
I do that. You touched on this earlier. Panthers could be fun.
Panthers are going to be fun.
Okay.
I second that.
We flip it. But here's the thing. It feels like every year people pick the Panthers to be better than
that. That's true. And they never are.
Here's the thing. What team that people are high on will be crap this year. I am going to go on a limb and say the Nashville Predators are ripe for that window to slam shut.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I mean, who do they have?
That's enough, Nashville.
Yeah.
You had your chance.
Pekarinen can't keep doing
it.
Roman Josi. I mean, they have good players still. Philip Forsberg, Matt Duchene, Ryan Ellis, Ryan Johansson.
Part of the team gone, though.
I mean, it's no surprise, but Columbus is not going to be. Agreed. Like, they went all in last year, and now they've lost everything, and that's the downfall of when you have a year where you go all in.
I respect it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to go out on maybe it's wishful thinking a little bit.
Okay.
I think Boston might take a step back.
Oh, boy.
No.
They got a lot of young
players.
They have
the same team as last year.
Yeah,
and nothing changed.
They overachieved last year.
Okay.
Because
they overachieved.
You want your bias? Fuck them, is what I say. Fuck
yeah, no bias here. Vancouver's good and Boston's bad. What is this?
I'm not saying they're good. I'm saying they're sneaky good, which was the question. The question wasn't who's going to win the West.
I think they just went to the Stanley Cup final. That's not sneaky good.
No, not Boston. Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver.
Boston's sneaky bad.
Boston's sneaky bad.
Fuck them.
Okay. We're rushing through this because we spent a lot of time arguing about the Maple Leafs, frankly.
I mean, we weren't really arguing.
I'm glad I missed that. I just found out Leafs PR follows me on Twitter yesterday. And I was like, oh.
You're in the industry now. It's you expected.
I'm in the club.
Okay, can we agree on some on playoff locks? How many playoff locks can we agree on? Maple Leafs?
Maple Leafs.
Lightning? Bruins?
Yeah.
Okay, the other division. Jesus, hell. Capitals, probably.
Pittsburgh?
I don't know. Mm. I had Pittsburgh on my maybe sneaky
bet. They could be on sneaky, yeah.
It's bound to happen.
Carolina
also
Carolina's almost definitely making the playoffs.
Almost. No.
So we only going to agree on four
playoff
locks?
Don't even
get
me started on Carolina naming a captain literally 2 weeks after Justin Williams is like, I'm going to take a step back and don't know when I'm returning. Then like, oh, okay, new captain. Here we go.
Coburg's own.
Yeah, I can't believe
Coburg's own.
Can't believe there's a team out there that makes playoffs without a captain.
Who needs them?
That names a captain that quickly. Tavares. Doesn't wait 3 years.
Jean Tavares.
Playoff locks, you're saying?
Playoff locks. We haven't touched a hold. We named three teams that didn't even enter the other division yet.
Well, I mean, the three in the East, in the Atlantic,
yes,
are making it. We know that. Yes. We know the three division teams in the Atlantic.
Boy, we are sold.
The wild card.
We'll see. Okay, but we're saying Capitals.
I'm going to say the Islanders are going to make it.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. We'd only lock in four. We can only lock in four.
I think the Islanders might have been a one-hit wonder last year.
I feel like that.
I hope so. They're annoying
as well. They were all fired up by Tavares.
Philly?
Don't think
they were so bad last year, but they kind of turned it on.
All these teams were...
The Metropolitan's a weird division.
NHL's parody is very interesting. Okay.
What about in the West?
Go to the West. Okay. Well, playoff
Flames
locks.
Flames are making it.
Flames are making it.
Colorado is making it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Vegas.
I agree.
I think Vegas could go to the Cup this year.
You know who... I'm not sold on at all.
Winnipeg Jets.
Well, no, never.
Winnipeg Jets won't make the playoffs this year.
I'm with that. Woo!
It's true.
I'm not sold on the defending champs.
Sure. You get sort of like the Kansas City Royals vibes. We're like, they did it. And now it's like, who cares again?
And don't want to say it, but also maybe Toronto Raptors vibes.
Wow. You don't think the Raptors are making the playoffs?
No, they're absolutely. No, but I mean, just in the sense of they won and everyone's kind of just sort of forgetting about them.
Boy, are you going to sneak that in and get away with it this week?
I'm not saying the Raptors aren't making the playoffs.
That's what you sort of implied.
That's not at all what I implied. I just explained what I implied.
Raptors vibes.
I made the mistake of asking that question the other day in the office of, are the Raptors even going to make the playoffs? And it was just like daggers.
Yeah, If you say they're not in the Yahoo offices.
I said, yeah.
Oh my.
If you think they're anything less than a 3 seed, you're dead. People won't.
Yeah.
People aren't hearing 4 seed. They're not hearing 5 seed.
No.
3 seed at worst.
They're getting out in the second round.
Alex was talking a big game about them. Number one seed was Alex.
They're winning the East.
See, they're everywhere. Fair enough. Okay. That might be it for playoff locks.
Sharks? San Jose.
Sure.
San Jose, they always make the playoffs and lose.
Okay. So the rest of their bubble teams.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of outright bad teams this year.
Not really.
That's the thing about hockey right now.
No, it's pretty.
It's the Oilers, it's the Kings.
They've achieved that mythical parity.
Oilers, Kings, Ducks are going to be bad. The Red Wings are going to be bad.
The Senators are going to be bad. So bad.
Do we think Tampa's going to be as good as last year?
I don't think it's possible.
I don't think it's possible either. I also think they're going to make a lot of changes because they lost in the first round.
I'm going to throw out a hot take out there.
Let's hear it. You love to do it.
Toronto Maple Leafs are winning the Atlantic.
That's not a hot take.
Maple Leafs winning the Cup. Let's get real.
Wow, you're going to say
I'm actually
what are we doing if they're not going to win the Cup?
Yeah, I agree.
This is the year.
I saw someone tweet
if not now.
Someone decided they tweeted out their predictions and they're Vegas, Leafs, Stanley Cup final, and I was like,
yeah,
I see it. I agree. I actually will not argue.
Contrary to many other years on the eve of the season, it is not insane to say the Leafs.
If the Leafs get past the first round, they're going to the Cup final.
That was the storyline.
That was last year. And then I was praying. When in my life have I ever prayed to go to Columbus, Ohio? But I was like, come on, Columbus, let's go.
Yeah.
Cuthbert, pack the car. We're driving to Ohio, baby. But nothing.
I think that was an underrated thing. Lost in the sadness of first round exit. So they win that series. I think they made the Cup final.
For sure.
I don't think they beat St. Louis, but they're there.
For sure.
I mean, the team they lost to did.
And then that would have been...
And did it without Kadri.
I would have loved that just to see the difference in the Raptors fandom and how that's affected if the Leafs make...
It would have been a nightmare.
Yeah.
I would have been drunk terrible. Every single night.
Yeah, well, yes.
It would have been insane.
It would have been so many,
What a huge change of pace.
Yeah, huge.
Would have been so many true fan takes in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
God. City would have burned to the ground if the Raptors won and the Leafs didn't. The Leafs lost the Cup the day after the Raptors won the title. The city would burn to the ground. Think about that.
Now I kind of want that to happen.
Well, anyway. Okay, let's go to Mailbag. Yeah. That's fun stuff. No, sorry.
We'll there's other playoffs.
Song of the week. Oh, yeah. Right. Quickly. MLB playoffs.
Fall classic.
Who are you cheering for and why? Starts tonight.
Twins, baby.
The Twins.
I love the Twins.
Waste of your time, that is.
I know. But
waste of your time to cheer for the Twins.
Absolutely true. But I love them.
That's like saying I only want to watch three more
playoffs. Only going to root for the fucking Yankees? Come on.
A's. Let's go A's.
I'm down with the A's.
I've watched all of one baseball game this year, and it was the one that I attended, and I had to go into extra innings, and I wanted to die.
Blue Jays, Red Sox?
Blue Jays, Red Sox, I wanted to die. You read that, the one that went to extra innings, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll be a good girlfriend and go to a Red Sox game. And then, I wish,
do not watch the 2019 Blue Jays longer than you
have to. I had to look up who was in the MLB playoffs on my way here, and I feel bad for the Dodgers. Is that bad?
I'm also cheering for the Dodgers.
Russell Martin. I feel Dodgers. Oh, Russell Martin's on the Dodgers. Forgot about that. And I have a Dodgers hat that's from the 2017 playoffs. And I was like,
that's as good a reason to split
the sports team. Fan.
I will.
Clayton Kershaw.
The Russell Martin.
Anyone but the Astros.
The Russell Martin side of it. I get. Yeah. Fuck the Astros. Fuck the Yankees. Fuck the Cards.
I'm softer on the Cards than most.
I just don't like the Dodgers.
I'm happy the Cubs didn't win.
Yes, me too. Fuck the Cubs. Brewers would be really fun.
Yeah. And obviously, I think there's some tangible reasons to like the Braves. I love Ronald Acuña, but Jake's not having it.
So. You know what happens if the Braves win? You have to listen to an entire offseason of Anthopoulos takes again.
I mean...
Wait, the Braves made the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what's going on. Nailed it. baseball. No.
Anyway, that's a good time. We'll talk about the playoffs.
Go Twins, go Brewers.
In longer times. Yeah. You just don't. You want to watch as little playoffs as possible. That's what I'm getting from you as a vibe.
No, I like.
Go Twins, Brewers. I want this to be over next week.
I mean, the Brewers could be up literally tomorrow.
But yeah, for sure. Anyway, coming up, song of the week, match of the week. Does this freak you out? Mailbag. And sad, not sad after this. Jake, it's time for the middle of the show.
I love the middle of the show.
It's our new segments. These are getting less new by the week, truthfully.
Yeah, it's like this is the fourth one, I think.
Who's to keep track of these sort of things?
Certainly not us.
It's song of the week, match of the week, and does this freak you out?
Our favorites.
Our guest has stepped out of the room because too freaked out.
Yeah, and also I don't want to be judged.
Too freaked out. Yeah, and yeah, you can't. Exactly right.
Come on.
Exactly right. Nothing. We could only feel worse about our choices.
Yeah, we're talking about wrestling and pop punk and just...
Anyway.
You know.
Anyway, Jake, song of the week, hammer it out.
Song of the week is a song called Ghost on the Dance Floor by a little indie band that people haven't heard of called Blink 182.
The new Blink.
It's old Blink. Old Blink. It's the only reason I'm picking this because it's been stuck in my head all week. I actually do like the song, but it's been stuck in my head all week, so... I thought I'd name it Song of the Week. And my only takeaway is that the Neighborhoods album is actually good. People don't like it. I like it a lot.
You've been listening to a lot of Blink 182 lately?
Not really. I listened to the new one a couple times. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's better than I thought it would be. I would say there's like half of it are songs I'm like, yeah, I'd listen to this again.
Both the band and Tom DeLonge making headlines for their own reasons.
Yes, which is hilarious. Also, speaking of Tom DeLonge, if you want to have a really good time, look up the song I just named on YouTube for live videos when he stopped giving a shit about being in the band. Some great vocal performances there of Tom DeLonge being on stage and just not.
How do you really caring. Know, though, right?
You trust me. You can tell.
Okay. I mean,
trust me.
It's like, great. It's not like his performance was like he's not Mick Jagger, right? It's not like he's like
no, but like
Bruce Springsteen, and you're like, damn, this dude's giving his everything.
No,
he
for
has.
Sure. But like you can tell because he's also
those are my only. I'm
he's also kind of insane, so he's like intentionally
right
messing with it, and it's quite entertaining. And
morphing into an old white sports writer pretty quickly, eh? My two references of musicians, Mick Jagger and Bruce Springsteen.
You know what?
Boss.
No, I love. I'll go way deep on Springsteen. I think Springsteen is oft maligned, unfairly maligned in the sports writer. The younger sports writer community.
It's because the old folkies loved him so much, right?
Yeah, and like every reference they make is to one of his songs, which like I get.
Because like he writes about socialism and how broken America is mostly. And trucks.
Yeah, and now he's admitted that he's a fraud, which is great. That he's like in his Broadway thing, he's like, I didn't drive a truck.
Yeah, well, obviously he was rich as hell.
Yeah, it's great. I like that, but he's owning it though.
That's cool.
I respect it. Love the boss.
Shout out to the boss. We believe in the boss. Okay.
Bruce Springsteen, come on Sportsfeld.
Yeah, absolutely. He could use the press.
Yeah.
Who knows what he might say? Call himself a fraud on a different show.
That's true.
Your match of the week is, it delves into the absurd a little bit. It's weird season. It's Halloween season.
Uh-oh.
People dress up as other people for Halloween.
I like it.
I'm picking it's an ICW New York match, which is a small independent wrestling, very small.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I really. I only know from clips and here and there. They released a free match though, so you can watch this if you want to. It's Joey Janela versus Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy,
that's a great name.
My favorite thing going right now. Freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy.
Sounds like an X-Men bad guy.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Orange Cassidy is sort of like, it's sort of like avant-garde wrestling, I would say.
Okay.
He keeps his hands in his pockets most of the time. He wears sunglasses and they don't fall off very easily.
Is this like the level of show that's sort of like at the Great Hall here in Toronto?
Yeah, sort okay. of.
This Ready is
sort
of, or whatever?
I would say this is the Steve Slykowski listening to music of watching wrestling.
Okay, so it's like sense. Noise and not everyone totally gets it, but like the people who get it really get it.
Right, and like there are some people that it really pisses off and they just can't explain why they hate it so much, other than that it like ruins it for them.
Yeah, so jazz.
Yes. It is sort of, it's avant-garde, it's the wrestling he's not doing that makes the wrestling he's doing so important, impressive, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah, okay.
Like, he keeps his hands in his pockets and he wears sunglasses and he barely taunts, he barely runs, his kicks, like, he doesn't go above shin level, he doesn't kick hard, he brings out the absurdity in the performance of it.
Okay.
But by doing that, you have to have a really incredible base level where you can make it look like you're not doing anything.
Yes, like when an actor pretends to be a bad actor, you have to be a really good actor to convincingly be a bad actor. Yeah,
okay, anyway, gotcha. That's Orange Cassidy.
We're really upping our culture quota today, talking about Blink-182 and The Boss and hating jazz.
That's Orange Cassidy.
It's great.
And in this match against Joey Janela, Joey Janela comes out playing Orange Cassidy.
Oh.
So they basically have, listen, I'm going to level where Orange Cassidy versus Orange Cassidy is the match I'm picking, basically.
Okay.
It's a great match. There's some unbelievable, the finish of this match is unbelievable. Super fun. It's, not going to be for everybody. It's not an old school slugfest, but, if you're into that kind of thing, into like silly, like that level of it, it's about as good as it's done. The finish is special. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who might,
I will say,
want to watch it.
Joey Janela, exactly the name of a wrestler I would expect to be in a New York independent wrestling league.
He's the bad boy.
He's wrestling here.
Hey, Joey freaking Janela.
What is this?
Nothing that couldn't be further from his character. But
really?
Yeah.
With a name
it's
like
good,
that.
Good, though.
Sounds like he'd be in Gotti.
You should, honestly, I think you would have a future in just pitching the characters. That seems to be the most
fun. That does
fun.
Seem like a fun thing to do.
And now it's time to ask the question on everybody's mind. The second most question, although people,
this, I feel like this is overtaking
sad. This we're, is the new sad, not sad.
And like, we're not that sad anymore. So
I don't know. I don't know.
We are freaked out.
Though. Last week was, that was almost as this freak you out comes to sad, not sad. We're just like, fuck this, man. I don't give a shit about anything.
Yeah. Last week happened.
I was underslept. I looked back at it. I was just underslept.
I was cranky.
Yeah. It happens. We're human.
Yeah.
Now we're feeling great.
That's the whole thing of this show. If you've heard us be crankier, let's be honest.
For sure. For less.
Yeah.
Although it was over almost nothing last week. Anyway, I was literally just tired. Anyway, Jake, I have to ask you, does this freak you out?
Probably.
Using your phone on the toilet gives you hemorrhoids, doctors warn.
How?
When you sit there on the toilet.
Yeah.
Scrolling on your phone.
Uh-huh.
You turn what is normally like a 2-minute bathroom trip into like a 5 to 7.
Yeah, you got
to
enjoy your time.
Right. The longer you are sitting on the toilet,
I see.
The more likely you are to get hemorrhoids.
I mean, that makes sense. I'm not sure it freaks me out.
Doesn't freak you out.
I enjoy a good
hemorrhoid
bathroom time.
I went through I went through this with Clay before the show. I altered his life. You know, when you give somebody news and they like, it was like seeing Tim Robinson and I Think You Should Leave, Take Bad News. You're just like, what? He's like, oh my God.
I mean, like,
it explains most of my life. He said,
see, the question really then is
it's more of a health concern.
It's a health concern, but it's also like the trade-off there. Like, do you risk developing the hemorrhoids?
Hemorrhoids.
At the risk of, because like nothing's worse than like a rush quick, like you don't get to take your time and relax bathroom break.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think so? I hate that.
I think I love it.
You like, love what?
Getting in there, taking a dump, and getting out.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
It's festering.
It's relaxing.
Ugh.
No, it's just like
you've shat in the room and you are in league with it.
Well, I'm not going to sit there for an hour.
Evidently, like sitting in there for 10 minutes is wrong. I know I've done it.
I definitely feel like also thinking
about it,
you know, like in Inception, time works differently in dreams. Mm-hmm. I feel like the time you're in the bathroom scrolling probably feels a lot longer than it actually is.
I think it's the opposite.
Oh, really? No, it's like when you're saying 10 minutes there.
10 minutes is a long
time. That's what I mean. So
you
like,
play a game, you read an article, you scroll Twitter. That takes...
I'm not sure it's 10 minutes. Like 5 to 7 for sure.
5 to 7
like
is a long
time. If that's what it costs to like... If that's like the time that creates emeralds, like I'm in trouble. But... 10 seems like a long time. Maybe I'll time it. No, let people know.
Maybe you didn't know.
They're curious about.
Just because, again, I got this from the mirror. If you need weird bad news.
Oh, Daily Mirror, maybe.
They do it better than anybody I've ever seen. And like in true mirror style, you get like the bullet point facts halfway through.
They're like what the New York Post wants to be the Daily Mirror so bad.
So symptoms of, it's called piles.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Which is like, you're like, why would they call it piles? And you're like, oh,
no,
yeah.
Why they call it piles. No, I know. It sucks.
Bright red blood after you poo.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Itchy anus.
I mean, happens to the best of us.
Feeling like you need to poo even after going poo.
That's a hemorrhoid?
See, thing? I think this is the thing. As I went through this, I was like, maybe I have had hemorrhoids more than I thought. Mucus in your underwear or on toilet paper after wiping.
That sounds not pleasant.
Not what you want. That one's not good. That one I'm going to say not familiar to me.
Yeah. So far, I'm 1 for 4.
Lumps around the anus.
Yeah. It's 1 for 5.
Pain around the anus. Are you supposed to have lumps around your anus?
Are they lumps or just like
I guess not skin. Lumps. You have like... It's been a while since I was face to face with one.
Does this freak you out?
What does the butthole look like?
Everyone.
Oh my goodness.
People are going to listen to this and be like, I'm just hearing descriptions of assholes.
As well. And this was Sean's point, and it cannot be stressed, I think, enough. Also, the transfer of germs as you are literally sitting in the toilet and handling a phone at the same time.
I mean,
your hands and phone could not be closer to literal human shit.
Agree. But if we're going to talk transfer germs in the bathroom, it's kind of like talking about bad people in sports in the sense of like, if you're going to get on your high horse about this athlete, I got bad news for you about the rest of your team.
Right.
Like everyone keeps their toothbrushes out in the bathroom.
That's true.
Still poo particles. They're still putting it in your mouth. You got Q-tips around. You're drinking from the faucet. I know it's coming out, but it's still water. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you're,
are you saying none of that stuff freaks you out?
I'm saying it should.
Right.
It doesn't because it's just
same
used to it, but it absolutely should.
When I hear about the fecal particles that are probably on my toothbrush, it doesn't freak me out because I'm like, obviously I can't do anything about it.
But so I have a friend who is like, neat bathroom freak, which I respect.
Good for them.
And has like, he has an electric toothbrush and
right.
Heads are put away between every brush.
Sure.
So that's not out there, which again, makes perfect sense.
Still not zero.
It's not zero, but it makes sense. And you're doing something. But like you, I hear these facts and I'm like, oh, that's gross.
What can I do?
And then, you know,
it's like the aliens running the government thing. All you can do is go, well, that sounds like it sucks.
Except there's like tons of things we actually do, but no one does. And so that's why with like the transfer of germs to the phone, it's like, yeah, that's true.
Right.
But like,
what am I going to do? Clean my phone?
Yeah.
Am I a psycho?
I mean, I guess
probably should clean my phone.
I should definitely clean my phone. We wash our hands. That's like a
much to think about.
It's a, I don't know.
Anyway. Interesting stuff. So no, I said no, it does not freak you out that sitting on the toilet using your phone probably gives you headaches.
No, but it should. That's my answer. It doesn't at all.
I think we can stroke off.
That being said, when I get that first hammer, I'm like, wow, I should have listened to this conversation.
Yeah, that's not as much freaked out as it is informed.
That's true. I just like, wow, this sucks. And I'm going to ignore it.
We use this segment for good for once.
Yeah.
Nice change of pace.
Educational, medical.
And I'm going to cross off bathrooms on my like lists of things that might freak. Anything in the bathroom and toilet, I think you're off.
Yeah,
it's
not
to
really.
Say you're off the list.
I'm not a germaphobe guy. Like not even, I mean, I'm not like clinically a germaphobe, but like germs, I don't know.
Hard to be a single guy for a long time and be a germaphobe.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you're just like, well, I live in squalor for the next 5 years.
Extremely that's accurate.
The way it is.
Yeah.
Molded by it. Anyway, nothing left to do. Actually, no.
There's lots left to
do. Lots left to do. I love to say nothing left to do, and then I have a huge, like, an hour of the show left.
Yeah.
No, we have...
nothing left to do but another 45 minutes.
We have the mailbag to sort through. We have Sad Not Sad to ask and answer, and we will do that right after this. Jenkins is back in the room. It is mailbag time.
Mailbag.
The most fun part of the show. Jenkins is on this show. Here's the thing about Sarah Jenkins.
What's the thing? Tell me.
The mess. Was the secret, like an Oprah thing where you just visualize what you want?
And yeah. It yeah. Put it out in the universe.
Manifesting.
Sarah Jenkins is proof that if you bully someone every day of their life,
they'll invite you on their podcast.
Eventually they'll listen to you.
I don't think it's a secret.
That's just bullying. I was your number one supporter in the office.
True.
I was the only person listening to this podcast in the office, and I got everyone else onto it.
This is sort of
I was an OG outing, fan.
Outing Yahoo Sports.
I was an OG fan. I don't care.
It's pretty close to a compliment.
And then Zoops has like literally 14 podcasts now, and it took this long for me to be invited onto one of them. So I harassed him.
To be fair, two of them been going for like a week.
True.
Whatever.
But also, beside the rest of the Yahoo office did not listen to Sports Talk.
Not right away. I turned them all onto it.
I see you, all the Yahoo people replying to Sports Talk thing.
Please don't make my life harder than it has to be.
Anyways, I'm not trying to do that, but.
Anyway, question from Brian. What artist would you like to hear cover Monster Mash in spooky season?
Ooh.
Pup. Boom.
Lizzo.
I feel like I want something. I was going to say something spooky, but then like that's just Monster Mash. So yeah, Lizzo's good. Something like upbeat. Carly Rae Jepsen. That's what
I saw her 9 times in concert one summer because she like performed at every little festival.
Sorry, did you just my choice and then follow that up with seen her nine times
but, like,
in,
that's why it's
in one summer?
Who hasn't heard her play Monster Mash at this point?
It was one of those summers where like all the like radio festivals. It was the summer of Call Me Maybe. So I heard it 9 times more live than I wanted to.
That's fair. It's a great song.
Leifer 1984 asks us, if you could only watch one movie franchise for the rest of your life, which franchise would it be? Has to be more than 3 movies.
Marvel. Done.
Three or more.
I feel like Marvel's the easy answer because they're it's different movies.
I've never seen any of them, so it would be hard
to say. Oh my God. I only became obsessed with it. What happened was I wanted to watch Captain Marvel and all my friends were like, you can't watch it unless you watch the other movies.
Untrue.
And then I know it's untrue, but then they bullied me. So then I, for an entire month, just watched the entire MCU
month. That sounds like a great
It was month. Good because then when Infinity War came out, I was, I watched Infinity War 2 days before Endgame.
Oh, were you moved?
Well, Endgame, I sobbed the entire time. So it's all very fresh. Like Iron Man just became a thing 2 weeks before in my world. Then, you know,
I feel Endgame like and- the answer to this question is any franchise where there's like variants. Like, you don't want a franchise, like Star Wars is like 8 movies and they're all kind of the same.
Mm.
That would be a hard
question. That'd be a lot of people's answer for this, though.
I think so, too. And I love Star Wars. But the thing that we have to admit about Star Wars is that most of them are bad.
Is that where we are with
And
this?
I love it.
See, because I was...
I love, like, I'm saying this as a fan.
I was ostracized for not liking the new Star Wars movies.
I like the
They're
last
just fine. They're just
they're
fine.
They're fine. All of Star Wars.
It's popcorn.
All of Star Wars is
flavorless.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
I guess I don't even know. Fast and Furious, I guess. I don't even know. I don't have like a huge attachment to any franchise.
But then half of Fast and Furious franchise is
right.
Good.
I would just watch 5 and 6 over and over again.
And 7. 7's perfect. The Rock flexes out of a cast.
That's true. I can't imagine that they are getting better. Right.
8 was
I think we hit
8 was definitely a step back.
I think I've we only hit seen
a,
one.
Yeah, I think we hit a point.
The very first one.
Diminishing returns.
Stealing DVD players.
I'm really bad at movies.
Here's a good one. I like this one a lot. This is from Dog Person. I might be moving out of the city pretty soon, and it got me thinking about my ideal final day in Toronto. What would your final day in Toronto be? I will say that the odds of Jake having a final day in Toronto seem more far-fetched because you're like a Toronto
I mean, I'm born.
Legacy.
I'm born right? here. I grew up here.
It's like a year ago at this time, like I might have to leave Toronto was a legitimate thought in my head.
And yeah.
If it all goes bad for me, I have to leave the city. Whereas I feel like you're like sort of tethered here. Not tethered. You can leave.
No, but I think that's I think
there's no like you bottomed out and had to leave Toronto.
No, I think the only way I would end up leaving Toronto is if I were to
better things.
Travel. No, not necessarily better things. Just if I were to travel to a new place I had never been before and I was like, wow, this is the place I need to live. Sorry, I was trying not to burp.
I thought you were getting choked up.
No, I was fighting gas.
I don't know, I won't leave Toronto, man. I will say, I think I would do the Kawhi Leonard Jays game trip where you go for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to go to a full Jays game. You go there and you go, oh, it's nice to have a baseball team here. You leave.
My final day would be Kawhi Leonard's final day. Just have throngs of people screaming my name and then leave forever.
I do like an hour to Jays game. I would mostly walk. It's mostly walking around. It's a great walking city.
Yeah. A lot of food choices too.
Because like my favorite thing about living here is the city sort of completely changes in tone every couple blocks.
Yeah. When I lived in Montreal, that was my I had a lot of complaints. One of my big complaints about Montreal was that I missed that sense of neighborhoods. Not that there aren't neighborhoods in Montreal, but it's not like Toronto where like...
Not defined.
Yeah. And you can go from like the difference between College and Bloor is huge.
King and Dundas, completely different streets.
Yeah.
I do the island 100%. That's a nice pitch. Like, that's how you have to end the night because it's like, you know, you take the boat across and you're like looking at the city that you're about to leave. It's like the end of a movie. It's one of those things.
I haven't been in years.
The only reason I started going is because my friend manages the marina there. So he lives on a boat on the island, was sick. So that's this summer was just spending time on the island, just like sitting, drinking on his boat, looking at the CN Tower. It's wonderful. That. You kind of forget it's there.
I think, definitely afternoon Jays game. Maybe not the whole thing.
Like an hour.
I feel like mine's all based around food.
You'd have to eat good. You'd sit on a patio and have a drink.
Good patio. Have a good like local beer. 2 a.m. nachos at Sneaky D's. Because that's how you want to end Toronto with gut rot.
True. Yeah. You want to be sort of happy you're leaving as well.
I think mine's entirely structured around like capital T Toronto restaurants. And those, I guess, form like breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night meals. Mm-hmm. And then fill in the rest with walking and drinking and baseball, I guess.
Okay. Kelly Toomey asks, sorry, Sarah, your answer to this? Did you have an answer to this
specific? I said the island.
Right. Okay.
Good. I mean, I'm one of these, everything else is just walking.
Everyone's like, just sort of rambling. Yeah. That's my fault for not directing better. Paying more attention. I'm trying to think ahead on the next question. Kelly Toomey asks us, you each get to interview two people, one in sports, one not in sports. They answer every one of your questions completely honestly. Who do you interview?
Man, that's big question. I assume this is for my own personal gain and not for like the gain of the world.
It's whatever you want to do. It's your interviews, man.
Do you want to go first? Because we have dead air if we don't.
I'll say this. Never mind. I won't even say it. I was going to say, I was thinking this is really tangential and it won't help us have a cohesive episode.
Of course.
Because like my fiance is a history major.
Right.
History masters.
Wow. American I didn't history. Know that.
Yes. Dang.
We were watching an Oliver Stone, like, The Untold History of the United States. It's all about sort of the warmongering and the constant state of.
Sure.
And like when you go back and like things that like Lyndon Johnson said and did and like all the old president's quotes, you're like, what we're seeing now isn't, it's just that we're seeing more of it. Like they were always racist pricks in the White House.
Absolutely.
Right. It was always like pieces of shit in the White House.
Yeah. You know? I mean, a lot of people talk about it, but like Obama wasn't great either.
Anyway.
But anyway.
My answer is Russell Martin.
But this was my question. Yeah. Do I want my...
No, I don't
is
want...
Is this for like my information? Do I want the rest of the world to hear about these like...
It's your interview, I'd interview Russell Martin because he's a favorite player. Joey Votto because he sort of seems closed off. Martin's an open book anyway.
I think my non-sports one is Tom DeLonge.
Like,
I have so many questions for Tom.
I'll go Joey Votto. And then somebody really old in my family, like one of my, they had to be alive.
It doesn't say dead or alive, did it?
Yeah. So they have to be alive.
I'm assuming they have to be alive.
Probably my grandmother then. I could, you can talk to your grandmother at any point, but to have it sat down and like, have
it has to be honest.
100% honesty.
Yeah.
If it has to be 100% honesty.
Yeah.
Kawhi.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I want some, because he never gives.
True.
I mean, like, very rarely. Gives full or real answers.
That's why mine is Crosby for sports.
Because
my cousins went to high school with him, so I know there's things that he wouldn't want to talk about.
Sportsfeld exclusives.
Yeah, I'm an insider. But he 100%. Yeah, he doesn't speak. So
yeah.
I mean, other than he did that Chicklets interview, and even that was very like meh. Non-sports. I mean, the 16-year-old in me wants to say Justin Bieber.
I mean,
I want to know like. How far down the drug hole he went.
Right. You know? Yeah. That'll come out one day. He'll write a book.
If he can.
He'll talk to somebody and they'll write a book about the words he says.
True.
last question from Kara. All-time favorite bar in Toronto and why?
Nostalgia. Just, it has to be.
It makes me sad.
Are you going to say Sneaky D's?
It has to be.
I went to Sneaky D's once.
Wow.
And it was, I never went back, needless to say. It was just like.
I get it.
Perfect.
Disaster.
I mean, so I was at a show. I was at a show upstairs at Sneaky D's 2 weeks ago. That's insane. I'll come back to that. I was upstairs at Sneaky D's for a show a couple weeks ago with our friends of the pod, Blake.
Now, I said all-time favorite.
I know. I'm getting there. I'm going on a tangent here.
Okay.
You know what we do? I hadn't been up. I used to live upstairs at Sneaky D's when I was like 22.
Classic weird flex, but okay.
I have it. It's not a brag. It's context for the story. I hadn't been upstairs at Sneaky D's in like 2 years at this point.
Right.
So I'm hedging on my Sneaky D's pick. Upstairs at Sneaky D's does not count for my pick. Because it's bad.
You are talking about it.
But though. Downstairs counts?
Yes, because downstairs has the nachos, and it has the dank, and it has the cheap beer.
It does have some sweet dank.
Love the dank. And also, it's so ingrained in
who
I am as a person that I think it has to be Sneaky D's.
My entire university experience was at Lou Dogs, but it shut down.
Wow.
I loved Lou Dogs. That was my favorite. I mean, like, that was like my open mic spot. That was like, it was that hole in the wall. I went there when I was like 18. They never ID'd you. It was great. But if I'm going, like, if I would still go there today, it'd be Rockin' Horse, which I still do go to regularly.
Wow.
Back when all of Toronto Raptors media showed up for my birthday at Rockin' Horse back in June.
The photo was for Jake's birthday.
Wow. That was me.
I had no idea.
Listen, I'm going to have to say it. It's Firkin on King. Pre-renovation.
What? Yeah.
Pre-renovation Firkin on King.
Yeah.
To much of Jake's same points.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good bar.
Nope.
Not saying it was any positives going for it. Aside from the dank. It was so dank and disgusting.
It was and also, technically, one of the reasons I've engaged.
There you go. The makeover ruined it.
Yeah. Oh, the makeover was bad.
They're like, let's make it classy. It's like, no, it's this place sucks.
I knew.
You're here because it sucks ass.
On my first date with Cassie,
Kate Winslet went there.
That's right. My first date with Cassie, I said, hey, what are you doing?
On the patio.
What are you doing Friday? I said, I'm going to this party at Firkin on King. She said, I'm also going to a party at Firkin on King.
Wow.
Brings people together.
You met
match made in Firkin.
Did not, went to the fucking Firkin on King.
We didn't go. We were both going for separate events because when you work in that area. Yes. That's where you went.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. We had some times at Frickin' Egg King.
That was the place. Anyway, that's it for Mailbag. One last thing to do. It's to answer that question on everybody's mind. Is it sad or not sad? After this. And we're back. Take care of business. Once again, this is the last day of the Left Field Brewery of the month.
Are we supposed to drink this one too?
You can have it if you want. We drank the Glorioso today, an Italian Pilsner 5.5 ABV. It's a rotating offering currently available for a limited time in the shop. Here's what I love about these beers. They do a ballpark pairing.
They do. I do love that.
Jake.
Do you want this beer? I just opened this
beer. We have to.
Oh, you have to go to work. Okay.
Jake, is there two better ballpark pairings for me than Reuben sandwiches and calamari?
That literally sounds, unless it was shrimp. The only way it could be ever used was a shrimp.
Same family.
I will. You know what? I know you love them. I don't totally back the Reuben entirely.
Well,
I like it.
We do not have time for you to tell you how wrong
I see. I see what we're doing here. Okay.
Listen, man, it's a great sandwich. Full stop.
All right. No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just not.
I don't know how. Anyway,
it's not the. I don't know. It's not what I would go to for a deli. At a deli, it's not my go-to.
Where would you go?
Just right to classic corned beef with yellow mustard.
It's what that is.
Corned beef,
sauerkraut, and Russian dressing.
The Russian dressing is what throws me off.
Oh my God, it's so good. I'm tweeted about this. I bought a big jar of sauerkraut. So I've been putting sauerkraut on everything lately because my fiance was like, that's way too much sauerkraut. And I was like, I'll eat all this sauerkraut. And now I'm doing it basically out of spite.
I'm nothing against sauerkraut. It's the Russian dressing that doesn't sell me.
Basically out of spite, I'm putting sauerkraut and mustard on everything I eat.
Of course, well, mustard's the best.
Eggs and bacon, sauerkraut.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to eat it or I'm wrong about buying it.
I get that. I definitely understand that.
Anyway, remember, folks, we want to highlight the best breweries in Ontario. So if you have a favorite brewery, reach out to us on Twitter at Sportsfeld. Tag the brewery at the brewery and let us know. We will feature them. We have a good one coming up next and a good one after that. And then it could be you.
This
and
really also, hits you after like drinking a not sour.
Yeah, it's like noon.
It's merch, like 3 o'clock.
Merch launch. People listening to this don't know what time it is. That's why noon is.
So then why do you say noon?
Because it's funny.
Makes me sound like an asshole.
You answered your own question there. Merch launch. If you were on the feeds this morning, you probably saw our brand new merch shop featuring the Boba Shett t-shirt in collaboration with Casey Bannerman. this specific design is available only for the month of October. So buy it as soon as you can. There are other designs up there. Awesome, sad, not sad designs. You can buy indefinitely. We're not quite sure. But the Casey Vanderman Boba Shet
one. That's for a month.
Is only October. And reminder, if you leave a creative review, you could win a Boba Shet t-shirt.
Please leave us reviews.
Please review the show. We're begging you. We're literally begging you.
People do like tell me in person reviews of shows. Take those speeches.
Just write it online. Just
put it on the
2 seconds. Please. Speeches. Please.
It's like 2 seconds.
Please.
But like review us well.
I've never done this. It's a thing. You can. Anyway,
here we go. You can't review your own podcast.
You probably can.
Well, you can't. Shouldn't.
Sarah Jenkins is the guest. Are you sad or not sad?
Sad.
I don't know.
Because I hate being late more than anything in my entire being. Like, I actually was having, like, on the verge of a panic attack on the train because the train was an hour late. And, of course, because no good things come from Coburg. Apparently, trains don't even come on time either.
So. You brought the heat in your limited time.
Yeah, it was, I mean.
A lot of Coburg takes today. It's nice.
I mean, I'm there for 12 hours. And I just have more perspective. You know, 18 years or whatever, however long I was suffering there for. And then.
I get it.
The Duchess of Coburg.
The Duchess of Coburg. Honestly, I keep forced. Like, my dad's going to run for mayor eventually. And I just want it for the bit. Like, because everyone's joke is like, your dad's probably the mayor of
Coburg. They'll dig that up in the campaign.
Yeah, I would love for my dad to be the mayor of Coburg just for the comedy of it. But
I have a friend who is his dad is into like a small, he's like a small town city councilor. And he fucking loves it. It's so much fun.
I would love that. But yeah, sad because Via is probably not going to refund me for making my life stressful. It's so sad.
You came with the power and we'll have you back on for a full episode.
Yeah, we'll do a real one.
Yeah.
But you plowed through. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
I can't believe we're at the end of the show already.
I know.
Feels like we just started. Jake, are you sad or not sad?
I'm sad.
Let's hear it, baby.
It's biggest change from old sports to new sports. These are my sads. Slept funny on my neck last night.
Too bad.
Can't move my neck today. It really hurts. Also, it's too hot. All my complaints are just old man complaints.
Yeah.
It's too hot. I'm sore.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting enough calcium, probably.
Probably true. Are you hydrated? Are you staying hydrated?
Yeah, more or less.
You gotta stay hydrated.
I gotta say, we took like when we were at the college with Sean and people took like the canister of Gatorade powder.
Right.
So I'm super hydrated. Love just make your own Gatorade. Tastes great.
Weird, but okay.
Just like not making your own. It's like it's powder and water.
Right. Yeah. But
tastes great.
Super it's a day hydrated. Of old man complaints. I complained earlier that I just can't sing Old Town Road right.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't. What? I say heart instead of horse, and I say hotel room instead of
this Old Town Road. This is like that time you asked me. It's like why Ariana Grande?
Right.
That's how we became friends. Was literally because he asked me why I just, Ariana Grande.
Don't understand how she.
I used to think the lyrics to "Fantasy" by Mariah Carey were "Sweet, Sweet Medicine Baby" for a long time.
Right, and the reason I feel like an old man is because like I know I'm wrong,
and it's the most popular song.
Popular song of the year. And I said
this to you before we recorded. That's like the first number one hit for me to be like, I guess I just don't get it anymore. I'm not even saying it's bad. I just don't get it.
Right.
Just don't.
James, can you explain it? Because I.
Explain
Old Town Road.
It's like a meme. It's like a meme.
It was like that's like literally song. What it was. It was a meme song.
But like people seem to literally enjoy it.
It's number one on the Billboard charts.
I do enjoy
charts.
It. It's just huge. One of those songs where it's like, I mean, it's kind of why Truth Hurts by Lizzo is like the number one song. It's like just very like you want it like.
But like Lizzo's
sing
awesome.
It and make TikToks. That's the new thing those kids make.
Yeah, I get Lizzo. Lizzo's
I guess,
great.
I don't know. I mean, I love it because it's just hilarious. Brings me joy.
I feel like we didn't need to give Billy Ray Cyrus another.
He's gonna take his heart chance. To the whole time.
Probably not, but
he's gonna take his heart to the hotel room. That's every time
the hotel horse. Room.
Yeah, I cannot sing the song properly. I give up.
Do you know where the horses are?
In the back.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, that's what that. Oh, I see people saying that all the time. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah, a horse sack is attached. I know the rest. The rest of it makes sense. The hat is matte black. I get all that stuff.
I feel like it's also we were kind of saying
support.
I'm so
too. Like, mad about
I feel
it.
Like it's a song I should support because Lil Nas X seems like a cool guy.
Well, and then he also broke all these boundaries. Like he's one of the first like black gay rappers, and it's just
and he
like
was like had gone to a fight with the country role, which is always entertaining and fun, but
woke.
I just don't get the song.
It is a nice. Reminder that our opinion does not matter anymore.
Not at all. We are not the target demographic for anything.
Yeah, like your struggle, whether or not you should support it, doesn't matter.
No, not at all.
Number one song regardless of that.
So I'm like, whether I should, it's just...
Doesn't matter.
I don't get it.
He's doing fine without you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I am not sad. Shout out to a new listener to the show, Owen Ross Van Rosenthal. My friend Will.
Wow.
He's a fucking father.
Wow.
Absurd. Will is a father.
Will is a father. Congrats, Will.
You know, and
that kicks ass.
Little Owen Ross is fighting right now, brawling for his life. But he's going to pull through because he's a Sportsbook listener since day one. This is the first show in the Owen Ross era.
Wow.
We nailed it.
Yeah, I think so.
So shout out Owen Ross. Shout out Will. Shout out Jess.
Owen Ross is a good
name. Isn't it a great name?
It's a strong
Owen Ross Van Rosendahl. Don't know about the dad, but
it's gonna be like
the kid's going to be okay.
Sounds like he's going to be a soccer player. Owen Ross Van Rosendahl.
It's possible. Yes, absolutely. He'll be cheering for the Dutch. and that's it. Little Owen Ross. Shout out to Owen Ross. Shout out to Will. Shout out to Jess. All the best, everybody involved. Thank you, Sarah Jenkins, for jumping in.
Thank you for having me.
Being thanks on the
for
coming, show.
Yeah. I promise won't be late next time.
You can lord it over
thanks
all.
For fighting.
I'm never taking another
thanks
via
for
train
fighting
again.
The rail system to get here.
And thank you to Sean and Clay for the production. And thank you to Dylan Wilson for doing actual work.
We love Dylan Wilson.
We love Dylan Wilson.
As we said at 2 a.m. from a bar.
We were drunk at a bar talking about Dylan Wilson. As you do.
That's what we do on a Friday night.
That's what we're going to do this Friday. That's what we did last Friday. That's what we hope you do at home. Don't forget the merch launch. Buy the Bobby Shett shirts. We have a new brewery of the month coming up next. In the meantime, get Left Field Brewery drinks. They're available. Rotations, they're all awesome. We liked all three of the ones we had. Coming up next, a new drink. And don't forget about Resting on Pretty, a new podcast.
A new drink.
A new drink.
Yeah, Resting on Pretty is going to kick ass. Countdown. If you want to see some fun pictures of me and Zoobs when we were younger, check out Resting on Pretty's Instagram and Twitter this week.
So buy the Boba Shat shirts for the month of October. Leave a funny review and you could win one. If you don't want to do any of that, all I have to say to you is thank you very much for listening to Sportsfell.
Sportsfell!